Certainly, we want to thank the Lord this morning for his greatness.
Thank you, Lord. Oh, come on, great. Come
on. He's so great that he woke us up.
Yes, he did.
Who could do that but God? And he didn't only wake us up, but he allowed us to get up and be in the house of the Lord. Amen. I rushed back last night late, leaving from Asheville, to make sure that I was in place and I was on post. To make sure that I was here in church to do God's will. I don't like to miss church. I love the Lord thy God with all my heart, soul, mind, and strength. And I'm thankful that the Lord blesses all of us. Amen. To be in the house of the Lord this morning. I need your prayers. I cannot preach unless he give me the preaching gear. Amen. One thing about it, I know he knows what we need and he's going to give us what we need. I'm here to say also that he never bring any bad news to us. I said last Sunday I had some good news, didn't I?
Yeah.
Amen. And I'm here to tell you I got some more good news this morning.
Yeah.
Amen. And if we have a preaching topic this morning, it would be a powerful name. Amen. Wonder who is that?
Jesus.
A powerful name of Jesus.
Yes.
Praise God. As we look around and see all this greatness. And it's all because of Jesus. I'm here to tell you, dear ones and brothers and sisters in Christ and Facebook buddies, I'm here to tell you, if you don't know about Jesus, if you don't, amen, don't understand about who he is, I'm here to recommend you that you need to get acquainted with him. Amen. Praise God. See, when you get acquainted with him, then you will realize what true Christmas is all about. Amen. It ain't what you get under the Christmas tree. It ain't what that red man, the man in the red suit coming to give you. Amen. It ain't about those collard greens and turkey and ham and sweet potato pies, but it's about Jesus. Amen. Jesus is the reason for the season. Amen. And I tell you, I'm excited this morning about this powerful name of Jesus. Praise God, because it's that name that woke us up this morning. In the name of Jesus, we got up and got dressed and came to service. Praise God. Look at God. Praise God. Praise God. I want to tell you this name we declaring this morning. This name we're declaring this morning can save and can set us free, can bring us deliverance. Praise God. I thank God the name of Jesus gave me complete deliverance. Amen. November of 1976. Come on, somebody. Amen. Do you know your birthday? Come on here. That's an important day, your spiritual birthday. Amen. Know when the Lord came into your heart. Praise God. Amen. I thank the Lord. It's just something about the name of Jesus. You never the same. Amen. When you taste and see that he is good. Amen. Amen. That's it's over then. Praise God. Amen. I'm so grateful and I'm so thankful, praise God, to recognize Jesus this morning. And we're going to prove it through the scripture, the name, just the name. Just the name is powerful. Ain't that good? Just the name. Come on, somebody. Amen. Just the name of Jesus is powerful. Praise God. Jesus and my name is Jerry. Amen. If you don't know who I am, amen. Jesus and Jerry. Come on, somebody. My name don't mean nothing. Praise God. I'm here to tell you there ain't no power in my name. But I want to tell you there's power in the name of Jesus. Praise God. And not just some power, but all power. Praise ye the Lord. I thank God. I thank God for the powerful name of Jesus. Amen. And we're going to read about this name. Amen. The Lord got a name that is above every name. Praise God. Yeah, I said, ain't the Lord good in here? So when you pray in the name of Jesus, praise God, you might as well know you're going to get some good results. Praise God. Amen. When you pray in the name of Jesus for what you need this morning, amen. Pray in that powerful name. How many know the devil don't want you to declare that name? The devil don't want you to call on that name. I'm going to call on him anyway. Devil, you might as well get back. I'm going to call on the name of Jesus. Praise God. That's what the nation needs right now. The name of Jesus working, amen, and making miracles take place. Amen. I know what God can do. Praise God. And I'm excited about the name of Jesus. And we turn our Bibles here to Philippians. Amen. Philippians, the second chapter. Amen. Verses 9 through 11. Let's talk about that name. Let's read about that name. The Bible says, wherefore God also had highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name. Come on, somebody. That at the name of Jesus, I said at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. Ain't God good in this place? Of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth. And that every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Praise ye the Lord. I thank God. That's why I'm excited, because he has a name above every name. Praise God. That ain't God good in this place. Wherefore God has exalted and given a name above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. Sometimes people don't want to bow to this name. Praise God. Sometimes people don't want to listen to this name. But the word of God said every knee gonna bow. The most stiff knees that you don't want to bow. Amen. One day you're going to bow. Ain't God good? Amen. Because he is worthy. I said he is worthy to be praised. That every name, I said that at the name of Jesus, every knee, yes, your knees, my knees, ain't gonna bow. Amen. In heaven and things in earth and things under the earth. And guess what? Not only your knees gonna bow, but that every tongue shall confess. And come on, somebody. You might as well get to confessing now. Because that day, every tongue going to confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. How many know this morning? How many know, dear ones, that Jesus Christ is Lord? Amen. He have the dominion. He have the power. He is Lord. Praise God. I'm so thankful. I said I'm so thankful. Amen. For Jesus. I'm thankful for his birth this morning. Praise God. If he wasn't born, we wouldn't have no power. If he wasn't born, we wouldn't have no victory. I thank God. I said I thank God for Jesus. Praise God. J. E-S-U-S, praise God. I said J-E-S-U-S, Jesus, Jesus Christ, he'll make it happen. Jesus Christ will turn you around. Jesus Christ will save your soul. Jesus Christ will give you deliverance. Jesus Christ will make you a new creature. The Bible says, 2 Corinthians 5:17, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Oh, come on, somebody. Them old ways, them old action, old things shall pass away. Behold, all things are become new. Praise God. Ain't God good in here? Amen. I don't act like I used to act because my ways done changed. I don't talk like I used to talk because I got new ways now. Praise God. The places I used to go clubbing and doing everything else, but now my mind is on Jesus. Ain't God good? The Bible says, let this mind be in you. It was also in Christ Jesus. Praise God. Amen. When you get acquainted with Jesus, get his mind, get his ways. Amen. Look how he maneuvers. Praise God. I see a lot of people that say they're Christians and they save and they say they go to this church and that church. But then when I look upon the lives, I see falsehood. I see, amen, craftiness. I see fornication. I just see a lot of things that going on. But I'm here to tell you, it's something. When you get the real divine, amen, greatness of the Lord. I ain't talking about playing church. I ain't talking about trying to do one thing today and hiding on tomorrow. But I'm talking about being real. Ain't God good? Jesus is real. Ain't God good in this place? He'll clean you up. He'll put a praise in your mouth and put a song in your heart. Praise God. He'll make you declare his name. Praise God. I thank God. I say that's a powerful name. And I thank God for his name. Ain't God good? Praise God. Let's read a little more about this name. Praise God. Can we turn over here to Matthew? Praise God. Turn over here to Matthew. Praise you, the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. We want to read here. Pray for us, church. We cover your prayers. We can't preach unless the Lord give me his anointing. I need it. Praise God. All right. Amen. The first chapter of St. Matthew, the 18th. We want to read the 18th through the 23rd verse. The Bible says, now, the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. When as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with a child of the Holy Ghost. Amen. She started off right, didn't she? Hello in here. Amen. The Holy Ghost. Anybody know anything about the Holy Ghost? Praise God. I want to tell you the Holy Ghost will make you rock right. The Holy Ghost will make you live a righteous life. The Holy Ghost will make you get along with your brothers and sisters. Ain't God good? But I'm so glad Jesus was, amen, he was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privately. But while he thought, come on somebody, but while he thought on these things, thank God, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream. Amen. We need to listen, church. Sometimes the angel want to talk to you. Amen. Sometimes the angel want to have a conversation. But we're so busy and doing this and that, and ain't given time to listen to the voice of the angel. So listen. It said that the angel, amen, appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thy son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is the Holy Ghost. Hello, somebody. As long as you know it's the Holy Ghost, you know it's accurate. It's correct. Because the Holy Ghost made the decision. Hello, somebody. But now this is my key verse. The Bible says, and she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their fears. Look at God. Look at God. I'm thankful. I'm thankful for Jesus, because I remember when he saved me from my sins. Amen. And filled me with the Holy Ghost. I know what God can do. And I thank God. I said I thank God for this virgin birth. Praise God. He had a purpose. He had a purpose. And his purpose to save his people from their sins. I'm here to tell you. I'm here to tell you this morning. You in the Facebook land, I'm here to tell you, you in your churches today, I'm here to tell you, you in your individual homes, praise God, if you don't know Jesus, come on in this place, I said if you don't know Jesus as your personal Savior, you need to get acquainted with him. This is the purpose for Jesus being born, to save, I said to save his people from their sins. You got people today say, whoa, amen, I got to sin more or less every day. Amen. As long as you keep telling yourself that, you will continue to sin. But you need to look for the purpose. Jesus said he's able to save us from our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Praise God. Some folks said, I can't do that. That's too hard. You said it correct. You cannot do it. Praise God. But ye, when you get to doing you, when you get Jesus in you, amen, then you're able to keep God's commandments. And the Bible says his commandment is not grievous. It ain't so hard that we cannot keep them. Come on, somebody. So this is the real purpose of, amen, of Jesus. This is the real purpose of Christmas. Praise God. I said this is the real purpose, amen, of these red flowers, these poinsettias, and all the wreath on the door, because this is a great celebration of Jesus Christ. Amen. He came and he's coming to save his people from their sins. Amen. A king is in the house. Amen. A king is coming. The kings are kings. The lords are lords. We talking about somebody that can do something. Praise God. He can save us to the uttermost. Amen. He do a thorough job. Praise God. Only thing you need to do is say, Lord, here am I. Amen. Here am I, Lord. Tell the Lord to make you. Tell the Lord, amen, get you in shape. Praise God. Clean you up. Praise God. Ain't God good? I said he don't need no Dow soap. Amen. He don't need no Dove soap. Amen. He got the cleansing power. Amen. In his hand. Only thing you got to be committed. Praise God.
He wants you to come to him while you got a chance. The Bible says, come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Ain't God good in this place? Do you need rest this morning? Do you need Christmas to come in this morning? Amen. The babe. Amen. Jesus. He's ready. I say he's ready to do business. Praise God. I say he's ready to do business. Are you ready? Are you ready to commit? Are you ready to say, I quit, Lord? Here am I. I'm tired of the world. I see it don't offer me nothing. But I want to come to you now, Lord. I want you to clean me up. I want you to save my soul. I want you to put a praise in my heart and a dance in my feet. Come on, somebody. I want you, Lord, amen, to be in me and I in you. Amen. God will do it. I said he would do it. Praise God. I said he would do it. And he'll do it right early. Only thing he wants you to do is come and let him work in your life. Amen. Just say, here I am, my Lord. You mold me. You make me. Hey, the Lord good. Praise God. The Lord is calling on us. Amen. He letting us know. That's why I was born in a manger. That's why I was created. Amen. To save his people from their sins. Praise God. Amen. Ain't God good? Amen. I want to read that again. If you didn't hear the first hearing, hopefully you'll hear the second hearing. It said, and she shall. Aye, Mary's your mother, Mary, Jesus' mother, she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Praise God. So that means he got a powerful name. Amen. He got a name that can do all things. Praise God. Then it said, now all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. Is that good news this morning? I told you I'm going to bring you some good news. Amen. I told you at the beginning I'm going to bring you some good news. I want to let you know God can be with you. God can be with me. Praise ye the Lord. It don't matter if you're in Japan. It don't matter if you're in China. Wherever you are, God is there. And God can be with you. So that's good news this morning. You know, sometimes there's a certain important thing going on right here in this town. And some people may be in another town, and they're not able to get to this town where the festivity is taking place. But I want to say something about the Lord. You ain't got to worry about that with the Lord, because he's God over the universe. He can be here, he can be there, and he can be all around. Ain't God good? So nobody can get jealous and say, you got all the Lord at your house, and I ain't got nothing over here in my house. But I'm here to tell you, he can be at everybody's house. Amen. Everybody can have a piece of the rock. Ain't God good? Ain't that? That's why we call him a universal God. Praise God. Nobody ain't got to get upset. Nobody ain't got to get jealous because he's all the way there. So I'm so glad that he's a spirit. And that's how he operates, in a spirit and in truth. Praise God. Now we're getting ready to conclude this message here. But we want to stop on this note to give you some more factors on who God is. Because sometimes I do believe we fail to remember who God is and what he can do for you. Sometimes when you're going through your struggles, sometimes when you're going through your hardships, sometimes when you're going through your burdens, you seem to feel like you're hopeless. You seem to feel like you can't hardly make it. Then you got some folks throwing the towel in. But I want to tell you, God is God. He's able to help you. He's the on-time God. He can fix your problem. He can fix my problem. He can turn it around. Only thing you got to do is let go and let God. Amen. He is God. Praise ye the Lord. All right, let's turn over here to Isaiah. Isaiah, the 9th chapter. And we want to read here the 6th verse. Praise God. Amen. Amen. The Bible says, for unto us a child is born. Unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. How many know he can handle everybody and everything? The government is upon his shoulder. And this man's name shall be called Wonderful. Hello, somebody. Counselor, the mighty God, the everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Praise God. Didn't I tell you there's power in the name of Jesus? Praise God. Didn't I tell you at the beginning there's power in the name of Jesus? Amen. You got to realize. How many in here realize that he's a wonderful God? Come on, somebody. He's so wonderful when you need him. He's always present. Praise God. He's ready to do business. He's a wonderful God. Amen. It don't matter what time of night it may be. He's so wonderful. It could be in the wee hours of the morning. Praise God. He's still open. He's still there. He's ready to distribute. He's ready to give you a blessing. He's ready to work it out. I mean, why you trying to work it out? Why you trying to figure it out? The Lord already worked it out. That's why his name is Wonderful. Because he knows you. He knows me, praise God. It said a counselor. Ain't God good? He's a mighty counselor. Praise God. Amen. You called on the Lord and he will give you an answer. Praise God. Amen. Hey, amen. He'll tell you how to do it. He'll tell you where to go. He'll tell you how to fix it. Praise God. Rely on this counselor. Praise God. Ain't God good? And then the Bible said he's a mighty God. Hey, hello in here. I said hello in here. He's mighty. He's awesome. He's incredible. He's everything we need. Praise God. He can do for you. Amen. Mighty God. And can do mighty things. It don't matter if you got cancer. Amen. He can heal cancer. It don't matter if you got sugar diabetes. He can heal sugar diabetes. Amen. It don't matter if you can't walk. Amen. You may be lame. But he can make the lame walk. And he can can make the blind see. Come on, somebody. He can make the dumb speak. That's why I say he mighty. I say he mighty. Yes, he is. Praise God. That's why I'm excited. And I know you excited too. To let you know what God can do. A powerful name. Amen. That name, I say that name, amen, is wonderful. Huh? That name is Counselor. Huh? That name is a mighty God. Huh? That name is the Everlasting Father. Huh? Praise God. Ain't it all right? I said, ain't it all right? Praise God, an Everlasting Father. He don't get tired on the journey. Amen. He don't quit. Praise God. He's everlasting. You can call on him in the morning. You can call him on Friday morning. I'm going to have to call on him when I get on the ship. Amen. Next week. Amen. He's everlasting. Ride with me, Lord. Hold me, Lord. Rock me, Lord. Be in me. Everywhere I go. Amen. Drive for me, Lord. How many know he's a driver? He's a mighty good driver. He knows how to drive. He got good instruction on how to go. And he knows where to take us. Praise God. I thank God. I said, I thank God. Everlasting. Amen. I said, Everlasting Father. Then it said, the Prince of Peace. Hello in here. Amen. Amen. Time we're living in this Christmas season, a lot of people saying peace towards all men. A lot of people talking about peace now. But he was a peace yesterday. He was the same peace last year. Amen. And this is John. Amen. He's a peace. He bring peace. And that's what we need to know, brothers and sisters. You got too many people that's trying to disturb peace. Hello. Trying to break up peace among families and friends. We must learn to be a what? Peacemaker. Instead of a peace breaker. We got too many peace breakers. Amen. And that ain't what Jesus is all about. He is the Prince of Peace. Amen. He likes peace. Peace. You may be in the valley, but there is still peace in the valley. Amen. You may have your ups and downs, but God can still bring you that peace. Amen. The raging waters, amen, may be just boastering and going here and there, but he can step out of the boat and say, peace be still. Amen. He just speak it. Speak it in existence. So upon conclusion today, allowing you to know that's a powerful name is Jesus Christ. He do what he said he would do. I wish mankind was like that. Do what you say you gonna do. Whatever the Lord said he will do, he'll do that. He gave us great promises in his word. One I love to quote where he said he will never leave us, not forsake us. He will be with us. He will be with us. Nobody can do that but God. That's why his name is God and an everlasting Father. And a mighty God. Amen. That song said, nobody can do me like Jesus. Can't nobody do me like Jesus. Huh?
That's right.
Nobody. Nobody can do me like Jesus. When I fall, and we're going to fall sometime. Hello. But I'm here to tell you, when you fall, He'll stoop way down and pick you up. Huh? Out of the deep miry clay and set your feet on a solid rock. I said, can't nobody do me like Jesus. Praise God. I am excited about Jesus. He is my Christmas present. And I just didn't get him today. But he's been my Christmas present for all my life. He walks with me. He talks with me. Huh? And he can do the same for you. Only thing you need to do is get wrapped up, tied up, tangle up with Jesus. Huh? That, and he will carry you through.
Amen.
Powerful name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Some of us right now that's sitting and looking and listening to this sermon, some of you this morning need to recognize this name. And as we soon close this sermon, I want you to think about it. And not only think about it, come and do something about it. Amen. Come and make some changes. Because we don't know where death lies. We don't know when we're going to expire. You know, when we buy groceries, we can look on the can and see the expiration date. And we know we need to use that can before that date expires. But you can't look on your life or your body. You don't have an expiration date on your body that we can look and see when you're going out of here. But that's why it behooves us to get acquainted with the man. Be ready at all times. 24 hours and 7 days a week. Because you don't never know who's going to be next. Who he going to visit next. You know, we're living in this time here. Seem like the close of the year. Seem like more people die between October to December. And these Christmas and Thanksgiving and you know, Halloween and all these times. Seem like more people leaving. And you got people sad today because they'll say, my mom died around Thanksgiving. Or my dad died at Christmas time. But you know what? The Lord got a number of every year that he going to take out of here. Amen. So who going to be next? I know none of y'all ain't going to say, I'm going to be next like it's a happy thing. Like you're happy, like you tell your children. Who want a lollipop? I want one. Who going to be next? We never know. That's why it behooves us to live like every day is the last. So may God bless you. May heaven smile upon you. And don't forget this powerful name of Jesus. God bless you.